Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in.
Okay, so I alluded to last week on last week's episode that I was going to come back. I was going to share some things I've been doing. So I know these are not groundbreaking, earth-shattering things, but I'm just going to share what I've been doing recently and how I've been better able to show up for my life. And I hope that either you're already doing this and you're like, well, about time, Lindsay, get with the program, or you're like, I'm going to try some of these things. So one thing I stopped doing is I stopped drinking totally. December 15th was my last high noon. I love high noons. I love them. And I got into this habit where it's like, oh, I get home from work and I'm like, I worked hard today. Mama needs a drink. And I just found, I say we get these whispers in our lives, and like a whisper that I've gotten over and over probably for the last couple of years, and I've dabbled with it, of like cutting back and having less to drink or stuff like that. And I always come back to like, is this making your life better? And something Dr. Amen says, and he spoke at our church, like I had a conversation with our pastor recently, that said, the question you need to ask yourself is quite simple with everything you're doing. Is this good for my brain? And I know that drinking's not, right? Like, I know it's not helping me be my best self. So I stopped drinking. I haven't been drinking. I like sparkling water. I like mocktails. I've gotten kind of addicted to feeling good. And it also started when Bird wakes up a lot in the night. So it's like, okay, I don't really have the bandwidth to like be hungover, right? It's like a lot of times, like it's something I had to give. So I stopped drinking and instead I start waking up at 5:30. I meditate for 10 minutes with Peloton, the app. And then I journal. I read a one page Bob Goff, something about one whimsy and wonder, a daily kind of devotional thing, and just kind of gets my brain in the right headspace and my thoughts. And then I go into mom mode, I make lunch, I do whatever, I have my day. But I find that the way I start my day has a significant impact on how my day goes and how I'm able to cope with the things that come. So like coping with what comes, it's like, we're all going to have things that come up. But do they have to take us off course? Do we just go, that sucked. I don't have a bad life. I'm having a bad moment. I don't have a bad day. I'm having a bad moment. And I just find that that meditation piece allows me to like, honestly, like extract myself from the moment and be like, I'm feeling this right now. Or like let things kind of just float and not attached so much to them. The other thing I'm doing is I tape my mouth at night. It's kind of awkward at first, but you know how some of us wake up and our mouths are just like totally dry? So I'm able to keep that puppy shut now. And at first I was trying to do it without Birdie seeing, but then I'm like, listen, she's up almost every night. So just tell her you tape your mouth shut so that you don't like have to be a mouth breather. And I feel like that helps me sleep better. And one of my clients, I haven't even told her thank you yet, got me this magnesium spray. So I've been spraying that on the bottom of my feet. And I really do feel like, and I was talking to this rep from Forest, which I'm switching my software from Square to, and he was like, it's funny you mentioned not drinking. He's like, I'm doing dry January and it's kind of addictive. It's like, he's like, it's kind of just feels good to feel good. And I'm like, bingo, Daniel, it feels good to feel good. And so this isn't going to be a long episode. It's just here to say, it's the little stuff. Always and forever will be the little stuff that adds up, that accumulates, that makes things move. So I don't know. My ability to cope, my ability to, you know what? I think I'd shared this, but like when you drink that, you have like, you show up wherever you're showing up is less of who you are. But then for 5 days, following. You're less of yourself. And I'm like, God, can I afford to be less of myself? Like, I don't know. I don't think so. And it's just, I saw this other thing that was John Mayer, and he was saying, like, you know, like when you stop drinking, you kind of go, am I bored? And he's like, you know, and then you realize your baseline's a little lower. He's like, but what ends up happening is that you're over time able to bring that whole baseline up. And I couldn't agree more. In the short time, I'm just like, my baseline's coming up. You know, it's not like, I don't know. I feel like more even all the time. And I always say, like, what if, you know, it's how you're doing what you're doing that's getting in the way of living the life that you want to live. And I used to say, like, what if you work too much? Like, what if you're working like 50-hour weeks, and if you pulled back to 40, you could have more joy and you could do what you're doing longer, and the ROI on that is far greater over the span of your life. I think we are so quick to see where we're not measuring up to like our previous selves or the previous season of our life, instead of being able to zoom out and get a bird's eye view and go, yeah, maybe before I was able to work 50-hour weeks and I made more money and but I was exhausted and I didn't have a quality of life. And it's like, maybe you're working less, but you're showing up as the mom you want to be. And if you zoom out in your life and you go to the end of it and you go, wow, like what really matters? Like, you're still having an impact in your career, but you're able to have people that are in your corner and that love you and that are there for you. It's like, it's easy to see when you zoom out that there's more to life than just the thing that you're doing. And if you don't zoom out, if you don't have all these little check-ins with yourself, it's so easy to see like that you're down, your revenue's down. It's like, well, but look at this whole picture. And is it really, or do you have more meaning in your life now and it's going to shake out? You know, I always, when I am thinking about my business and life and you have expenses or something comes up and it's like, you're like, God, like this month, like I put a new station in the salon. And so like, if I were to look at this month and the profit and loss of it, it's like, oh, it's not really pretty. But if I zoom out over the span of a year, it all shakes out. And I think we forget that. And I think that it's so easy to be where we're at in life, wherever that is, and to forget that like space and time and small choices made every day move the needle. And yeah, we can look at a small chunk and catastrophize about it or feel like, oh, this is not how I wanted to start my year. Or you can go, God, this is awesome. I've added a station. I'm going to be able to have so much growth. But there's this like idea of like contraction before expansion. And, you know, if you don't do something different, like I said in last week's episode, I'm not taking Mariah to the Mexican place. I've taken everyone that it didn't work out with. We're going to a Jewish deli now. And she had a BLT and I had a Reuben and we went for it. And I don't know. I just think maybe if you're able to start having better, you know, small moments with yourself and rituals and things like that, you're able to see the forest through the trees. I believe that's a saying. And I'm here for it. And if you have any tips for me, if you've got anything that you think my process would benefit from, please, all means, send them my way. I am open to suggestions because I feel like we have a lot to learn from each other. So hope you have a wave-making week, and I will talk to you soon.